DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
I won't be able to confirm anything until Wednesday for those guys on what's happening as far as practice and how they're going to go. But Drake is a tough human. I feel good about it after talking to him. I just want to get some clarity on all that type of stuff before I answer the lead because he's going to hold it to me. Feel good about Mooney. We'll see more. He did warm up. He's been doing a lot of things that you guys have seen. So, like, that's just when I get a chance to sit down with all the guys and discuss it, our performance team, that happens tomorrow, and see where we're at there. We definitely got to do it tomorrow so we can get our planning going. So we'll see. I'll have more clarity tomorrow on that.
Performance team.
I'm trying to
get training staff, probably.
That's what I'm asking. Is a difference between those two?
Cooler name.
I know it is. But yeah, I'm like performance staff, then you got the training staff.
Uh-huh.
Are they the same, entwined? All right.
Well, I bet also on the performance team, there's probably some sports scientists.
Yes.
As well.
Those people are the worst.
Like, you come in with one of those white lab coats.
Yeah. Those are the worst.
Like, you're mixing up.
Yes.
Beakers and stuff.
They're like, dude, I don't want to take that. It's like, telling you, it helps with recovery. No, you know what helps with recovery? That look right there. Your ass on my face, man. Well, give me another damn shot. God, that used to be the worst. Don't force me.
Here's some wheatgrass juice.
Don't force me to drink this. I don't want to drink it.
Yeah, I don't want it.
Yeah.
Let me get in the cold tub.
Let me get up my
take
beer.
A couple shots.
Yeah, man. You know, it's it was always on like Friday afternoons. There's nothing better than being in the cold tub with a cold ass beer.
Oh, God, I bet.
Dude, cold tub and cold beers?
Yeah.
Oh, with a slice of pizza?
That sounds awesome.
Dude, Friday in St. Louis.
You know what's funny about the cold tub? Like, that's just a cold plunge, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
But now everybody's talking about it like it's this weird, like, new discovered technology something.
Oh, yeah.
Football players have been getting in the cold tub
forever, for years. We just get when they have tubs and we just get in trash cans, full ice. There's no.
Now people are paying like tens of thousands of dollars to have these like little mini refrigerated cold plunges in their backyards.
Yeah, and like they're doing something
so they can get some cold water and then go be an accountant.
Yeah, like
I mean, whatever. Do what you need to do for your own personal health journey and all that. Yeah. I'm not trying to hate on that, but. It's not new.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
No.
That's all I'm saying. Nothing under the sun.
I'll tell you, it's about like how you got to tell young folks. Yeah, I mean, women been bad before. Instagram. Fine before Instagram, probably.
And there didn't used to be filters.
Yeah, they
just looked filters like that.
They were fine.
They just looked like
that. Hell yeah. Wasn't no thing.
So that was Raheem Morris talking about a couple of the wide receivers. Good news, Drake London is a tough human.
Yes.
No further news, though, as far as his availability, and I wouldn't expect there to be. We'll find out their availability for practice today.
Yeah.
I don't know. For Mooney, that won't tell us much.
No.
Because last week he was able to do some stuff, and then it was a game time decision, and he couldn't go. You'd have to assume he's closer
it's
to
a
being
shoulder,
able to
right?
go this week.
It's a shoulder.
It's a shoulder.
Okay. Make sure.
We don't know what.
Okay.
Because I asked Joe that exact thing on Sunday on Wade Ford. I was like, hey, by the way, do you know any details? He's like, no.
Okay. It's a shoulder.
He hurt his shoulder.
Okay.
We don't
You think, he went out like the first period of training camp.
Yes.
And that's why I was like.
And that was like July.
I'm like, did he have like, 28th. And I don't want to speculate or anything. Did he have surgery or what? I don't know.
No, I think those are fair questions.
Yeah, just curious.
Totally fair questions, which we don't know the answer to. All we know is if it was something that they thought was going to be longer than September, they would have put him on that designated to return IR, right? Like Braylon Trice. So you didn't have to use a spot for him. They expect him to be back, and hopefully it'll be Sunday, and hopefully Drake London will too again. We'll find out more about those guys' health and how much they can participate in practice today. Dave Archer is going to join us in about 15 minutes. Obviously, we'll ask him about those guys' health. I would assume Arch won't know either, but then we can just ask him about, like, all right, say they can't go.
Yeah.
How do you figure that out in the offense and get his thoughts on what happened Sunday against Tampa and start spinning it forward to Monday, too?
You gotta run
That's
football,
the bottom
man.
Line.
You got to run the football.
That's you had Drake London for 59 and a half minutes.
Yep, you got to run the football, man.
Against Tampa, and you still only had 40 rushing yards with your running backs. So that's the key. I mean, and it'll be better than that because it can get better, right?
Yes.
We don't say it can't get worse anymore.
No.
It can get better.
Yes.
But if the run game isn't something that you can lean on, it's going to be tough.
You gotta
it's
going to
be really
game.
Tough for the offense. All right. That also is going to be true on Saturday in Knoxville when Georgia takes on Tennessee. Really, really fun one. We'll spend a bit more time today at 12:20 talking about that and some of the other big games this weekend. Obviously, as the week goes on, we'll be able to dive deeper into the Georgia and Tennessee matchup. But here's Kirby Smart talking about Tennessee's quarterback.
Went really efficiently. He's got great arm talent. He's a really good athlete. You can tell he understands the system. He gets the ball out quickly. He's been very accurate. You know, he's had some really well-thrown balls, a couple that they've dropped in crucial times. But he makes some good throws.
Yeah, I mean, it's we mentioned it yesterday, and I do truly believe this is Heupel's best chance he's got to beat Georgia since he's been there.
Yeah.
You know,
let me ask you, because you said this yesterday, yes. But let me dig a little deeper into that. Is that – this isn't Tennessee's best team he's had.
No.
Right?
No.
That's more about Georgia, yes. Kind of where they're at,
yes,
right now.
Yes, no doubt about it, man. And I think, you know, when you look at where Tennessee – where Georgia is, the inconsistency that they've had on offense – mainly throwing the football. My man Joe Klatt was talking yesterday about listening to a little bit of him talking about Georgia. Like, they threw the ball 34 times against Austin Peay and scored 28 points. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you throwing the ball? I'm not afraid to say, I think if Tennessee threw the ball against Austin Peay 34 times, they put up 50 points.
Probably.
Yeah, but I know there was the delay and there was so much stuff going on with it. He's got, and I'm talking about Gunnar Stockton, Gunnar's got to make plays. He's got to make plays. You can't hide him in this game. And you never hid a quarterback before. Like, I mean, you didn't hide Carson in big games. You didn't. Damn, you weren't going to hide Stetson.
He wouldn't let you.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Stetson was going to make some throws.
Stetson was going to make some throws and make some plays. He's got to.
Even back to Fromm. Like, yeah. You would let him throw it a little bit.
He's got to make some plays. He's got to have to throw the football. I can see this game being a game like Texas-Oklahoma. Texas, Ohio State. I think this is gonna be a defensive battle because I think Georgia's defense is legit,
and I think Tennessee.
And I
is
think
too.
Tennessee, no, theirs is legit. And so when you go back and forth to that with these two young quarterbacks, again, Aguilar's playing really good, really good. But he'll give it to you.
Yeah,
he'll give it to you.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
I think Georgia's secondary is second than anybody in the country. These dudes can get after you on the secondary. They got pass rushes now. Can they find a way to take the ball away? Get them some extra possessions. And I mean, if Georgia can't run the ball, it's going to be a long damn night. It's going to be a long damn afternoon.
That's the bottom line.
It's going to be a long damn afternoon if Georgia can't run the ball.
That's the bottom line. They have to be able to establish the ability to run the football behind that offensive line and then play off of that. We understand. I think, because we still don't really know what a Gunnar Stockton-led offense looks like.
Right.
In a real game where he's prepared and all, you know what I mean? Because we haven't had it yet. Pretty sure that's the backbone of what the offense wants to be, and then you sort of play off that with Gunnar. Here's the thing about Joey Aguilar is he is very accurate, and he's looked really good in the first couple of games for Tennessee for sure. When he does make turnover mistakes, it's not an accuracy issue. It's a decision-making issue.
Right.
Like, when he would make turnovers at Appalachian State, it was when he was trying to do too much. Like, keep a play alive or fit a ball someplace that didn't need to try to be fit or something like that. So, if Georgia can make him uncomfortable and heat him up, then he'll make mistakes.
Yeah.
But if he's allowed to be comfortable,
he can get you.
He can dissect.
He can get you. So, I anticipate Kirby doing that.
Yeah,
pressure and all of them. You got to do that, and but more importantly, Georgia's got to run the ball. They got to be able to run the ball. They got to be able to protect when they're not running the football. And when the play is there, they got to make it. You got to make it. And Gunnar, because the thing with Bobo's going to have shots,
mm-hmm.
but you got to take it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't hesitate.
Yeah.
You got to let it go.
Yeah, I look forward to getting deeper into this at 12:20 and throughout the week as well, just sort of the mindset or like kind of what you have to do to your mind to be able to really analyze this game, knowing next to nothing about this year's Georgia team because of what they did in the first couple of games. So we'll get into that as the show goes on. Also, another really big matchup. I mean, two of the four or five biggest games of the weekend, Georgia and then also Georgia Tech at home against Clemson at noon. By all accounts, I know Brent Key didn't say much of anything in his press conference, but one thing that he did say is that the quarterback's healthy.
Yes.
Or that he should.
No.
That he'll play.
The quarterback will play.
Quarterback will play. Sorry.
Yeah.
Healthy.
Yeah.
Same difference.
No,
not really.
No, he doesn't play.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's going to play.
Yeah.
He's going to play. And, you know, you're catching Clemson that's been really inconsistent. They really have, especially on offense. But, I mean, I think that the battle is going to be because Clemson's going to – I mean, you're just not going to be the oh, – I'm not going to say that because Brent Key and that team, they are who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And they are a physical football team that wants to come straight at you. They like to go east-west with the run game just so they can, get you loose and then run. Go straight at you. And so, but Haynes King's got to play like Haynes King. He can't play with any limitations. And the thing with Clemson is that they're not going to back down from that physical. I just look at it from the standpoint, what's Georgia Tech going to do with Cape Klubnik? Because he has not been the guy who a lot of us have thought he would probably be.
Yeah, that's right.
But he is a guy that other people thought he was. He's all right. You know, but then, you know, you come in there, and I saw what Dabble said, which was, he could be right about that. The team has not done a good job of handling the early on expectations of what a lot of people, myself included, thought Clemson was. But, I think this is going to be a slobber knocker.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I think it's going to be a slobber knocker because Georgia Tech's not going to go away from who they are.
I think both those games are.
Yeah.
Like, which one of those games do you think is higher scoring? Clemson, Georgia Tech, or Tennessee, Georgia?
Probably Clemson, Georgia Tech.
That's crazy.
Probably Clemson, Georgia Tech.
That's crazy to say, but I agree with you.
Yeah.
Because I think Georgia, Tennessee might be 20 to 13.
Somewhere in that area.
You know? Yeah. Over under is 50.
Yeah. I can say,
fire.
Take the under.
Fire on the
under. Fire that under.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.